living room.
It is the northernmost megacity on the planet. It's also the most populous city in Europe and the fifth largest city proper on Earth. This is Moscow, a city of magnetic energy that pulls people from all corners of the world to find a home like no other place. Who are these modern Moscovites, and how do they influence the fabric of contemporary living in Russia? You'll find out on The Living Room. You're tuned to The Living Room on Radio Sputnik, and I'm Anastasia Fedorova. I've been hunting down this man for quite a while now, and circumstances have prevented us to meet for months. And I finally succeeded. Alexander Rogan has been doing business in Russia for over 10 years, and he's a social animal of the capital. Perhaps that's why he is so hard to reach. Alexander is a well-traveled man. Originally, he's from England, but he has chosen Moscow as his home.
I feel very much at home here. Yeah, I mean, it's an adopted home. I like it. It is vibrant. I don't know whether it brings out the best in me because I can be out, like I said, seven nights a week, and I'm sure that's not good for me. I have to try and apply brakes and be disciplined, which sometimes it's very easy not to. You know, you get a phone call or a message over Facebook or something saying, guys, you know, we're meeting up at Papa's or Donnie's bar or something, then it's kind of rude not to go. Yeah, and if that happens every night of the week, then it's difficult. Yeah? So no, socially, I love it. From a business point of view, up until very, very recently, I would have argued with anybody, that it's massively the land of opportunities. Yeah. Now I think it's more difficult. Yeah. I mean, there's a political crisis that's come on since Ukraine, Crimea. That's made life much, much harder for people trying to do business here. But the decade or a little bit more than 10 years that I've been here, Russia goes through these things. I think this is our normalcy. Yeah? This was, you know, we have crises here in Russia. You know, you had the breakup of the Soviet Union, you had the crisis in 98, we had 2008, and we're living it now. And in between all of those, you know, Russia was having problems with its neighbours. You know, we've had milk wars, we've had gas wars, we've had oil wars. You know, they're all cold wars, they're not shooting wars. Russia always comes through. And its neighbours always come through, yeah, and things calm down. So I hope things will calm down, and I hope we can get on with a normal life. You know, not just here in Moscow, I mean in Ukraine, you know, East Ukraine. I hope those people can get to rebuild their lives and start again. And for me, you know, I hope if they can do that, then things will become normal here again. And from a business perspective, we can get back to doing some business and, you know, just carry on.
Oh, socially, I mean, it's great. I mean, I, you know, don't run away with the idea that I don't do any work here, but socially, there is something to do every evening. I mean, there's curry night that you mentioned. We go to the Himalayan restaurant on Nikolovskaya, which is great, yeah, and it, for Moscow, it's stupidly cheap. Yeah, it's one of these all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink events for not a lot, and the food is lovely. So there are more than a few restaurants that offer that kind of fare. Work-wise, you know, I work for myself, so I don't do 9-to-5, which suits me well. Yeah, so I mean, if I don't do 9-to-5, I mean, I can find myself working until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. But again, you know, I don't mind that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's 24/7. So, you know, if I finish at 11, if I want to get in the metro, I can get a taxi downtown or take the train downtown and take a taxi home. And, you know, I can go meet people. It's easy. It's an easy place to be. It really is. It's not difficult to live here. Like, people in Europe or the States are probably surprised at that. Yeah, because, you know, with my language limitations. But, you know, if you look like you know what you're doing and if you look like you know where you're going, you just have no problem.
Living room.
When I moved back to Moscow after living in the States most of my life, I found refuge in the expat community. Almost every night there's something going on in the city, whether it's happy hour or restaurant specials, performances, concerts, you name it. But I have found some real gems in these networking circles. Alexander is one of them. And besides being a man of many interests, he knows how to have fun.
There was a dreadful record that was played in the clubs a few years ago. The strapline was Moscow never sleeps. And it was a dreadful record, but it's absolutely right. You can party 24/7 in this city, and you've got to put the brakes on yourself. You know, otherwise, you're out 7 days a week, 7 nights a week. And you can't do that, or I can't do that. Yeah, I mean, I gave it a good go, and I don't know how many weeks, months, or years I survived doing that. But now, I make sure that I pace myself. yeah, and I'll pick and choose. I've never been to a bad restaurant in Moscow. Yeah, the restaurants are absolutely superb. Some of the bars can be a bit suspect, but you know, I've been here long enough to look and see who's behind them, you know, what they're trying to promote, you know, whether they've got the backing of a brewery or a vineyard or one of the big brewery companies or the individuals themselves. And you're absolutely right. Yeah, you can't go wrong here. It's more so than anywhere else I've been, and I'm well travelled.
Because Moscow is so alive, it becomes addicting. Constant movement, events and activities, the buzz of the capital is thrilling, especially when you're a part of it. When it is time to go home, wherever it is, life without Moscow simply gets boring.
I get, I don't know, in English we say ants in our pants, yeah? You kind of start twitching in the nether regions, and you're absolutely right. I go back home to Europe to detox, and whether that's, you know, the air that I breathe or the beer that I drink here, you know, I mean, it's good to get back, but after 3 or 4 days, then you start to miss the life and the vibrancy and, you know, the friends, the challenges, yeah? It keeps you awake, keeps you alive. It's good.
Unlike a lot of the expats, Alexander doesn't live downtown. And like most of the Moscovites, he lives in a typical mid-century, 9-story apartment building and enjoys every bit of it amongst ordinary people. For some, these buildings might seem as grim leftovers of the Soviet past. But I love these neighborhoods. They have a cozy feel to them with parks, playgrounds, local shops and small cinemas. But one thing that Alexander has done, which most Moscovites would never do, is swim in the Moscow River, or as he calls it, the Shukinskaya Riviera.
I've got an awesome view. I've got an absolutely awesome view. I'm on the 8th floor, and I wish I was on the 9th floor, but I was recommended not to be on the 9th floor because apparently Russians have a fear of that roof's leaking. So I'm on the 8th floor of a 9-floor tower block that looks out over green trees. And beyond the trees, I've got the Shukinskaya Riviera. I think locally, it's called the Moskva, but that's a bit boring. So I christened it the Shukinskaya Riviera, and I spent a couple of summers down there getting a tan. Two years ago, I was actually swimming in the river, much to everybody's shock and horror, but for 2-3 years, I didn't have a problem. I've stopped that now because the greenery in the bottom of the river is gone. So something happened somewhere upriver, and all the wildlife has disappeared. But I had many green trees, unencumbered view, yeah, and literally I can see for kilometres. So the sunsets from my apartment are awesome. I've taken some fantastic pictures. It's a very big vista, and it's absolutely not something that I'd expect to have in an apartment. I live in an apartment, like most Russians. It's not a bigger apartment. For me, it's quite constrictive, yeah? It's tiny. It's 2 rooms, so that's 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, a living room, and a bathroom, and a half-size hallway. When I moved in there, my landlady was very suspicious. Why do I need such a big apartment? Yeah, and I had to explain, well, that's relative, yeah, because where I come from, where my home is, I mean, the kitchen's about the same size as the apartment, so it's not a big apartment, yeah, and the kitchen I have, I can't swing a cat in there, yeah, it's very, very small. But you grow into what you live in, and I'm comfortable there. Yeah, it's nice.
Living room.
And this week I have a very fun guest, Alexander Rogan. As I mentioned before, Alexander is a busy man. He has a tight work schedule, and he manages to keep up on the social life. But what I found out is that behind every expat in Moscow, there's a fascinating story. Odd and unique interests and hobbies are a usual quality of these Moscovites. Alexander's is car racing.
I raced in historic cars, Group 1 touring cars. So these were cars that had been raced 15 years before I started racing. And I built a car to the regulations of 15 years ago. So it was like period. I went out and had a huge amount of fun. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I raced some more modern cars, and, you know, as the car manufacturers progressed, the cars became lighter, they became faster. I have raced some very, very fast cars in my time and scared myself witless. I'd get out of the car and think, I'm still here, and that's the result. And I thoroughly loved it. I mean, I did that for probably about 10 years, I think. And I was successful at it. Yeah, you know, it was good. Used to win. That was nice.
But oddly enough, Alexander got behind the wheel in Moscow not so long ago, oddly, because he's a car racer. But knowing Moscow's driving conditions, I am not surprised. It is no place to race, with the constant traffic jams and wild driving habits. But he did manage to conquer the beast.
We've got a word in the UK. I mean, if you're a petrol head, then, you know, you've got petrol or something in your veins. And I have a passion for cars that go quickly and motorbikes. And I have driven cars and motorbikes probably faster than I should have done, whether it be on, not on the racetrack, because, of course, you're allowed to go as fast as you like. But, you know, if I want a thrill, then I'd get on my motorbike and go and blast out on the roads, and absolutely loved it. It took me 10 years before I got the bottle to actually go out and drive on Moscow's roads. Yes, because I drive regularly now. I'm in my car every day. And I don't think I was wrong taking such a long time to actually start driving here, because I think on the minute, every minute, I see something that kind of shock or horrifies me. You know, the driving standards here are atrocious, absolutely atrocious. So you have to be super aware.
Driving in Moscow is a constant competition. And one must play along and drive by the Moscow road rules in order to get anywhere.
Ah, I suppose I mimic the driving style of the Russians. No, I'm joking. But they are. A lot of people have an apparent willingness to challenge. Yeah, I mean, Moscow has, I think, 4.5 million cars. New York's got 19 million cars. So it's not the volume of cars, it's the driving standards, and it's the infrastructure. Yeah, and I could bang on about that all day long. Moscow's not designed properly to have cars. I mean, the Moscow government's making huge improvements. You know, some of the major road construction projects that they've got going on have made an enormous difference in areas, but they're having to drag a city into the 21st century that wasn't designed to have, I don't know, 20% of the cars it's got now. So it's all geared wrong. If I leave my apartment and I want to go north on Volokolamskaya, I've got to travel like 3 kilometres south before I can make a U-turn and turn north. And that's incredibly frustrating, but that's how it is. Yeah, you just get used to it. You know, you factor that into your journey and you end up not worrying about it. It's because Moscow was built to have wonderful boulevards and amazing architecture for everybody to be impressed in and travel by metro or trolley bus, not to get in your car. But since the dissolution of the Soviet Union, everybody wants a car and everybody buys a car.
Although one might not feel safe driving in Moscow, safety in the city is a different story. Abroad, there is a typical stereotype that Moscow is unsafe, especially for foreigners. Given the sensitive political climate, some speculate that Russia is a dangerous place to be. Personally, I can walk through the city very late at night and feel completely safe, not mentioning the safety of public transportation. Alexander shudders these stereotypes of the unsafe city because one can complain about many things in Moscow, but definitely not safety.
I feel safe in Moscow. I'm not a little person. So most places I go to, I'm reasonably comfortable, yes? I mean, I'm not stupid. I don't wander around anywhere looking like a tourist. If you look like a victim, you're likely to become a victim, yeah? And that's anywhere in the world, absolutely anywhere in the world. What I like about Moscow from a safety perspective is that there are policemen almost everywhere. I travel on the metro a lot. It's the best way to get around Moscow. There are policemen on every platform, nearly all day long. Yeah, and maybe if I'm taking... No, even if I take the last train home, yeah, definitely there's policemen on there. So you've got a uniform presence of law and authority, and that inhibits the idiots. Now, you'll get drunks, again, in any city, yes, but I think for Joe Public, for Mr. Average, I think he's okay, he's safe. What we don't have in Moscow is gangs wandering around with hoodies or colours or anything like that, hitting on the public. It's just, you'd laugh at the, you know, if you live here, you'd laugh even at the idea of that, because I know exactly what the result would be, and it would be broken heads, and they would never do it again. So I'd feel very, very safe, yeah, and I like that. You know, I can come out of a club at whatever time it is in the morning, or a bar, and if I can get on the train, take the train home, I've got no problems. Yeah, it's, in that respect, it's nice. You know, I mean, politically it's different, yeah? I mean, if you're involved in politics, then maybe it's not so safe. But Joe Public makes the vote. You know, he doesn't dabble in politics, so, you know, and I don't. So I'm very comfortable.
This week I had the pleasure of meeting with a super fun man, Alexander Rogan, a race car driver and a businessman. Alexander has given himself into the arms of the capital and he's enjoying every bit of it. I know he doesn't miss a single minute of the fantastic pleasures that Moscow has to offer, because very soon we're going to a fine wine tasting. Cheers! I'm Anastasia Fedorova. You've been listening to The Living Room on Radio Sputnik.
Living Room.